Tech Guy Richard Pascoe, hello there.
Morning, Darren. Morning to all the listeners. What a great week in football.
So your blokes, Port Adelaide, you actually get the weekend off, don't you?
We do. So, yep, weekend off. Then Saturday week, we are still back at the Adelaide Oval again, and we will play the winner of Brisbane and the Western Bulldogs.
Right. I'm a bit nervous about that game. Anyway, I'll say this. At this point in time, two best teams in the competition are your blokes, Port and the Demons.
Well, Port have got a great run to get to the finals now, so I just hope that Brisbane and the Western Bulldogs belt the living suitcases out of each other and then fly back into Adelaide on that Saturday night. So, yeah.
Right. Okay, let's go to tech stuff. Now, Google search, pretty much everyone in the world uses it. How much does Google actually have to pay Apple to get it on their phones?
Amazing amount of money. To be the default search engine on there last in 2021, Google are going to pay Apple $15 billion.
Wow.
Got to remember, Google's an advertising company, so they make a lot of money out of ads, a lot of money out of ads. Now, that's up from $10 billion last year, and they reckon that by 2022, it'll approach $18 to $20 billion. You think there's no money in advertising? Yes, there is. Now, Google's agreement with Apple has been in place for over a decade. Yahoo and Microsoft have been interested in making a deal with Apple to overthrow it as a default search engine. And that's part of the reason Google pays such huge amounts to Apple, because they don't want people outbidding them. But amazing dollars, isn't it, Darren?
Can you see a time when someone will come along and challenge Google? You know, a startup company, some kids in Silicon Valley are working away right now developing a search program that will rival Google?
No.
I can't either.
I really can't. There've been ones that have come in, you know, come and gone throughout the years. Big cheerio to the people that used to run the Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just doesn't happen anymore. It's Google really do dominate that the search engine. Bing's okay, but it's no Google.
Yeah, and they have the business model, which is, you know, proven to work in many different types of business over many years, that if you have some possible competition, you just buy them.
They do.
Yeah.
They do, but they leave Yahoo alone. They leave, you know, Bing for Microsoft alone. If you do a search on Google, I urge people, do it today. Do a search on Google, then do exactly the same search on Bing. There's a lot of crap on Bing. There really is.
Mm. And that's complete irony, doing a search on Google, isn't it?
Yes, it is too.
using Google to do a search on Google. Right.
Yes, can we Google?
That's how big they are. Yeah, can we Google? Instagram. So, they want us to, well, if you don't tell them your birthday, you won't be able to use it. Is that right?
Exactly right. So, they're making it safer for younger users out there as well. So, Instagram are going to want to know your birthday. So, it's part of the goal for them to create that safer, more privacy-oriented experience for children who use the platform, keep them away from some predatory adults on there as well. It's a good idea. So, it's designed to keep kids under 18 a lot more protected. They've introduced private profiles for children. Great idea, parents. Restrictions on who can message them. Great idea. And algorithms designed to identify and censor adult users who show signs of creepy behaviour. Now it's introducing basic age verification. So you're going to be prompted to enter your date of birth in there if you haven't already done it. As well. And if you don't do it by a certain point, they're going to ask you, they're going to block you out of Instagram.
Mm.
Now, people will say, but they'll put fake birthdays in there. They've got an algorithm which has analysed all your posts that you put up there and the way you write, and can determine whether you're telling the truth about how old you're not.
Wow.
How old you are.
Wow. I mean, that's like CIA software, isn't it?
Exactly right.
Wow.
And, you know, they can cheat the process. Good luck, people.
Yeah, well, if it makes the world a bit safer for kids, good. Yeah, good on them.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Better than TikTok, people.
I did a story before on ABBA releasing some new music on TikTok tomorrow. Yep. Who would have thought ABBA, TikTok?
I know.
Right.
Back in the day with those dancing moves. So, yeah. Can they dance now?
Well, I'm just hoping for their sake that it's not terrible. Because their fans have waited for so long, and apparently they're finally releasing new music tomorrow. And then after all these years, it'd be terrible if it was just a bloody letdown.
Yeah, it's like the new NXS album they kept on trying to release all the time after Michael Hutchins passed away. It's never the same.
Mm. All right. Now, subscriptions to software. Need to read the fine print.
You do. Had a client during the week. They subscribed to a yearly renewal of Adobe PDF Pro. Now, they tried to cancel it. This is where things went wrong for them. They missed the renewal date by 3 days, and the credit card that they used was out of date. So they contacted Adobe and said, look, we just want to cancel it. And Adobe said, you can cancel it, but you need to pay for another year so you can cancel it.
Right, well, eh?
Which is going to be like nearly $300. So, you know, in the end, we decided, you know what, they've got a credit card they can't use, so it's effectively cancelled anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, people out there, just be aware that if you go along and subscribe to subscription-based software, look at the terms and conditions on there as well. I know it's hard for people to do that, but Microsoft do it very well with Office 365. You get a notification 30 days out that it's going to renew. Do you want to do something about it? This is how you do it. Adobe don't seem to do that. They rely on you logging on to go along and do it.
Right. Okay, so I guess the main point of that is, you know, and you know, who reads all the fine print, but probably read something that mentions, well, with the heading cancellation or renewals.
Know how to cancel it, people. You really need to know how to cancel these sort of things.
All right, thanks for that. And Richard's excellent website is talktech.com.au, and we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.